I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Was it an internet false flag, or was it normal? Now, most of us are probably aware that the airlines shut down, people's flights were canceled, you couldn't get into your ATM bank accounts, 911 calls didn't work, and we can go on and on. But the question is, well, that's just a software glitch. I mean, really, just one of those, you know, oh, well, we were upvoting and reloading the Microsoft program, and now this is CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is behind this. Now, just for those that don't really know CrowdStrike, they're the ones that were behind the Russian collusion hoax. They're tied right in with the DNC, squashing the rich information. I mean, this is not a company that is I would say, honest. And uniquely, they were the ones doing a, as they say, software upgrade. And in doing so, it literally collapsed the internet worldwide in many ways. Now, I contend there's more to this. So before I get going, let's take a look at this video and then we'll talk.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
Right? Klaus Schwab said that, oh, we're concerned about our cyber pandemic. Now, I'm coming out on the limb here just a little bit. I'm not saying this one was it, by the way. I'm going a little deeper here. They need something. I keep contending something has to happen. This is, they cannot allow the world to go back to nationalism. They need to move forward on this one world order scenario where they have digital ID, digital currencies, and a total control of our behavior, because that's what the World Economic Forum is talking about. And they come across as if they're, oh, we're concerned and we need to do things about it. But was this CrowdStrike software update just a glitch? Or was it a trial run for something else? A bigger shutdown that might be coming? Or was it to take our minds off of the assassination attempt of President Trump? Or the overwhelming success of the RNC convention? Because this really did, you know, gyrate people. I've had friends who were on airlines supposed to be flying. Everything gets shut down. 911 calls weren't working. ATM bank accounts weren't working. Why I contend, if you have all of your asset and all of your wealth in a bank, remember, you're an unsecured creditor. If you have all your money in that bank right now in this time in history, you're making a big mistake. If you're not going to buy gold and silver to have at home or off on the side as emergency money, which I would say definitely do, I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call. If not, why not have cash at home right now? The banking system goes down. Your debit cards go down. Many people think, oh, they'll fix it within a few hours. Will they? When you see Klaus Schwab and he's talking like this, I take it as a prerequisite to something bigger. They're going to be doing something bigger when the time comes. This was not just a software glitch. I think it was a trial run. Now, this is where I'm stepping out. This is just my opinion. I think it was a trial run. I think it was possibly even a distraction from the assassination attempt, because that was not supposed to fail. Many people know already there was more than one shooter there. And they're not coming forward with the casings, the bullets, all the ballistics. They're being very dodgy. This was on live TV. They didn't even allow drones to fly. The whole entire thing stinks to high heaven. I mean, Dan Bongino worked in the Secret Service, and you should hear him going off. They tried to blow the brains out of Donald Trump on live TV. I think they had a plot to cause mass chaos, mass anarchy, potential civil war, totally disrupt the RNC. I mean, this was going to be unbelievable. And the fact, by the grace of God, he survived. And then you got the left now, the audacity of the left to even try to say, oh, this thing was faked. Really? What about the guy behind him who died? What about the other people who were shot? This is outrageous behavior, but this is how bad, and I think how terrified they are on the left to this. But this is not good in America to be this corrupt and dishonest, because the distraction was one thing, but I contend it's deeper than that. During the software boot, the system was opened up. Now, think about this. As they were going to do the boot, the system was left wide open. I contend, which is very plausible, that a malicious code was embedded into the system for a future cyber pandemic. Klaus Schwab made it clear they're concerned about it. If the system was opened and they embedded a malicious code that could shut down all of these systems, the banks, the 911, the flights, the airlines, I mean, so much is attached to this, which is in itself is ridiculous. And you think they want to take us to full digital ID, full digital currency, when is this easy to shut the system down? I'd say that's the whole idea. That's what they want. Total control of our behavior. When Klaus Schwab says it, when he says we are going to have nothing like it, that goes to the great taking. Wait till I do a podcast on that. You're going to want to send that one to everybody you know. It is deep, but it's about the rules of the banking system, your stocks, you own nothing, you're an unsecured creditor, and you will be shocked how the laws are already in place to take those assets away from you. The excuse they gave just doesn't fly. When you see the interviews, you saw the CrowdStrike CEO, he looked like he was choking down a full chicken. He knows that it didn't go well. Just like the assassination attempt on President Trump failed. There's a panic going on. I contend there's a lot more coming. I really think, you know, there's got to be a lot of prayer for President Trump right now, and President Obama for that matter, because you don't want to see this level of violence. It is not acceptable in our culture. And I really believe that this was a big setup, and it was designed to force us into a total anarchy, chaotic, almost civil war state. Just conveniently, like they put the movie out, Civil War. We have to read between the lines. These are dark, deep and dark people. And this is not good. And if you're relying on your debit card and your bank card in order to survive, you're making a big mistake right now. Until all of this burns through, you better be properly diversified, gold, silver, having cash outside the system. Just be ready. Don't have 1 or 2 days of food at home. Be better prepared right now. Because this, well, when they give the excuse anyway, you can almost just smell, because here's why. Why wasn't it beta tested? If it was really this big and this important, everybody knows who deals in software technology. You run a system behind and you beta test it. You run the cycles. You make sure it's not going to fail, because, oh my gosh, if it failed, it shuts down the airlines. It shuts down the banking system. It shuts down 911 emergency response calls, and on and on. Why wasn't it beta tested? You see, it just doesn't fly. You would have ran tests behind the scenes to know that this software update wouldn't do that, but yet they didn't. Interesting, isn't it? I believe a remote trigger was placed into the code. And what is it for? Maybe election disturbance? Maybe a full-blown outage of the internet around election time to shut down the systems? Maybe to allow fraud? I don't know. All I know is when you see somebody like Klaus Schwab, who is the Luciferian of Luciferians, trying to take the freedoms away from the people of the world, put us into digital ID, digital currency, I am absolutely convinced that there will be other attempts of false flags. So be very vigilant and do not overreact. And by all means, do not go to violence, because that's what they want. We have to be calm. We have to be vigilant, and we have to be mature and stern at this time in history. But I don't think this internet outage was just a glitch. I think it is something that is setting up such a huge rigged against us. We, the people, taking away our freedom, taking away our choice. I mean, look at what they did in the whole Democrat side. And I usually don't like politics, but this is pretty mind-blowing. Here, the Democrats didn't even allow primaries to take place. They didn't allow debate. They shut out RFK Jr. They wouldn't allow anything to take place. And then they just miraculously squeeze Biden out. He thinks it's for the better of keeping his party together. 1 week before that, he was adamant on staying in. All of a sudden, with a bruise on his chin, he shows up giving a speech at the Oval Office saying he's out. And then they just say, okay, Kamala's in. Whatever happened to the democratic process? And they're getting ready to, you know, crown her, I think, here in the next week. Just, it's not right. It defies the whole idea of democracy, defies the whole idea of the republic. We are so way beyond honesty, integrity, honor. I mean, this is way beyond. We are seeing dark people with dark motives, so evil, willing to do such horrific things. Are you prepared? And it's not to be afraid, but we are this close of total societal breakdown. And then you have the BRICS on the other side, and you have all the other stuff going on regarding the currencies, the loss of the dollar. Now, I know the dollar's stronger now, and the markets look great. Everything seems fine. But when you look at these podcasts I've been putting out and you see the real data, you know it's not fine. And I think they're just faking it to get to the election, but I don't care who wins. After that election, that market's coming down. There's going to be a major correction, and gold and silver are going to take off because they are going to be lowering interest rates, and we will be forced to print trillions upon trillions of dollars in order to get out of it. And then within the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see the most epic bubble blow up of all time, and probably a Great Depression for a few years after that. It is unsustainable. There is nothing normal about what's going on in the Western economy. And now that you have the BRICS, over 60% of the population that have now taken over the GDP dominance from the G7. Many people don't believe that. Oh, they're not stronger than we are. Yes, they are. And their new currency they'll be unveiling soon will be backed 40% with gold. That ought to tell you something. So I'm a little bit shocked at all of this. This is not good behavior as a nation. We can disagree. I have no problem if somebody wants to be a socialist. We can have good debate. We can disagree to disagree or agree to disagree, right? But we don't go to these banana republic levels of corruption and violence. We are the United States of America. And we need to have integrity and do the process as we are used to seeing, where we have clean debate of facts and policy and move forward. All I know is I don't trust these United Nations organizations, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization. Something is wrong. And we're getting ready to, or Joe Biden was going to, thank God they had not put the pandemic treaty together yet, because Joe Biden said he would sign it. That alone is a reason we better get Trump in there, because that pandemic treaty actually takes away our sovereign rights, constitutional sovereign rights as United States American citizens. And they will be able to tell us what we can and cannot do when the next so-called pandemic shows up. Stuff created in a laboratory shows up. We can't. These people are just off their rocker. They want the population depopulated, and they've come out and said it. They're on video saying it. I don't trust them for nothing, and we shouldn't as sovereign American citizens. And I don't know if that's a good word anymore, sovereign. I just mean free American citizens. We should not be tolerating this type of corrupt behavior. And we should know our information and know the truth. And it's so hard to know what the truth is, but you have to dig really deep in your soul and get discernment, because this is not the time to be going along with a narrative that is going to take us down that rabbit hole, just like the Germans did, that allowed Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler to come to power. We must stop it. We must maintain our constitutional freedoms and have free speech. I love Elon Musk standing up for that. We just have to say, what are you so afraid of? If you want the agenda to change, then debate and show us how you want it changed. And let's see what the will of the people say. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.